Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us. Once again, the one and only Matt Pike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to see you. Of course, just wrapped up this tour with Kveller Talk. And is there like a bit of melancholy at the end of a tour? Like people go in separate ways, or are you craving space and a solitude at that point?
I'm actually going to Peru to go and look at all the ancient alien sites, and yeah, me and my fiance and another friend are getting out of here, and I get an actual real vacation where I like get to travel and actually look at things and don't have to entertain people. So I'm really stoked to get out of here. But at the end of a tour, it's everybody's kind of starting to get burnt, but you're gonna miss everybody, and it's been such a spectacular tour. It's been like really easygoing and very smooth and very routine like, and it's been a lot of fun, but it's been really solid, you know.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us. Let's do a track from High on Fire right now. This tune had an amazing video from Phil Mucci. You can check it out on YouTube. This is Fertile Green. Jackie, that was Protest the Hero with Drumhead Trial, a new song off their latest record, Volition. Matt Pike from High on Fire is our guest on the show. And Matt, a lot of response to the new Slave the Hive video is that it's disturbing. Is causing discomfort sometimes a criteria of being an effective artist?
Yeah, and I think there should be a discomfort because there's a problem with over-communication. And, you know, I just think with people relying on their cell phones and people and technology and the way they use technology, I think the criteria of the song is about the abuse of technology. You know, Facebook can ruin a person's life. Like, cell phones, people can't go to sleep without looking at it. They can't eat without having it on them. They freak out when it's not around them, you know. And, like, I don't know. I just think, they have us all addicted to it. It's like everybody's personal pocket Jesus, or it's like a crack rock or the Precious and the Lord of the Rings, you know. And I believe that, you know, if there was a solar flare or something right now and it all went down, we're all the side of the people who don't think about it, you know. I leave my phone on the bus and I ignore it quite often. I try to ignore it as much as I can, even though it's a necessary evil because they've made it that way. They've made us dependent on a new drug. So Huey Lewis and the news got what they wanted, you know.
Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike of High on Fire with us on this show. That was definitely the first Huey Lewis reference on this show. Quick break. We've got Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit up next. Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire with us on the show. And Matt, artistically, what's the most important non-musical source of inspiration for your music?
I think, you know, just my own brain and creativity and books. And, you know, trying to think outside the box and getting down on paper, you know, a paper and a pen, really.
Matt Pike from High on Fire is our guest on the show. We'll have him pick the next tune right after this. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Matt Pike from High on Fire with us. The Spitting Fire Live collection is out now, and of course the latest single is called Slave the Hive. And over the summer, you talked about using downtime while recovering from surgery to develop a new project that would stoke up longtime fans. What's the status of that project, and what could you tell me about it?
Well, this is the status of it. I'm going to start working on it after I get back from this Peru trip I was just talking about. And I'm going to New Orleans to start it. And I just opened a piggy bank. That's going to add to how the project's funded. So that means I have more means to work creatively, you know, High on Fire and other people who are going to be involved in it. And I'll just leave it at that. I want it to be a little bit of a surprise. So
awesome. Well, looking forward to that for sure. Matt Pike from High on Fire, our guest on the show this week. Full Metal Jackie, quick break. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week happens right after this. Full Metal Jackie with Cataclysm and Kill the Elite. Matt Pike from High on Fire is with us. Pick up the Spitting Fire Live collection. And Matt, what can we expect for this year from High on Fire?
Not a whole lot. 2014, we have a project we're going into, and I'm sure we'll get some tours and some shows going on. Just not quite sure yet, you know. Got to wait, see what pops up. There's no tentative plans. We just want to focus on getting more material done. So, and that takes time and a lot of, kind of being at home, leisure, you know, go to band practice time. So, you know, no tentative tour plans at this moment, you know, that are set in stone, but, you know, something will pop up and we will be touring in 2014 for sure.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. We'll keep you posted. And Matt, appreciate you being on the show once again. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.